Okay, can you hear me? It looks like you can hear me. Alright, welcome to the Tricky Fox Radio, welcome to the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club, for Friday, May 10th, 2024. It's been a while since I've been here, but hopefully I will be back, hopefully for good. But anyway, I don't know how well you can hear me. You look like you can hear me pretty good, I better not flip this switch on the headset. Yes, we now have this new headset from Amazon. I hope the audio quality is good enough for you. I had to mute the recording. Well, I had to turn it down all the way so that way it wouldn't interfere with what I'm listening to. So there you go. But we're still on the air. We're doing whatever we're doing. But there you go. But anyway, I think it'd be fair enough to get a weather report. I'm just going to go here and go to, like, the Weather Channel or something, I guess. I don't know. I just gotta wait for it to load up, which takes a while. I mean, I could go to our website, but for some reason, it's just not working now. It says there's, like, some security thing or whatever. I guess we'll just have to do a general search, because I don't think I've been on here before. Okay, it's just showing on here. We'll just do this then. I think it's coming from Apple Weather, but close enough. Anyway, right now in Dallas, it is, well, the current temperature is 61 as of 8 a.m. But yeah, it's coming from Apple Weather, so that's very interesting. Right now, it is Friday. Today it'll be 84 degrees, so that's going to be kind of interesting. I already got my air conditioner reset up, by the way, so that way, because I had a feeling that these hot temps would be, prepared for everything. So yeah, it's in fan mode right now, but I'll probably, switch it to AC later today when it gets hotter. In fact, actually, I'm going to go ahead and turn the AC off. I'll just do it from my phone here. Portable air conditioner off. There, it's off now. I don't know if you heard that, but it just beeped. I might have to cut this part out. Yeah. She's not here? That's kind of concerning.
That's why I wanted to know if maybe she called you, you know, she was going to be a little bit late or something.
No, she did not. Maybe she's just getting a coffee or something.
Could be. We'll give it about 15 minutes.
If she's not here by 8:10 or 8:15, I'll call her on my break. That's very concerning. Yeah, Liz's not here. Anyway, let's continue reading the weather. But like I said, it's just going to be hot temps, guys. Friday, 84. Saturday, 83. Sunday, 77. That's your three-day forecast. And apparently, it's thinking I'm in Les Lynn. So, yeah, we'll just do that then. Here on this. Okay, let's just go ahead and minimize that. But anyway, let's read the Oregon Live. I think that's what we were also coming here for. Oh yeah, there we go. Should load up, there we go. See, that might be her now, actually. Oh man, you keywalled all the stories. They really want me to buy Oregon Live. Anyway, it looks like the latest stories are subscriber-only stories, so we're pretty much stuck at that point. Because you can see here there's a key there which lets you know that it's subscriber-only. And we pretty much always read about the weather, so I guess there's something we can read about, the Nuggets versus the Wolves. That's some good news, I guess. Not really wanting to read that, because, of course, in my honest opinion, well, actually, this doesn't talk about the Oh, the Blazers. Yeah, who gives a crap about the Blazers? Anyway, I'm sorry about that. Anyway, what time TV channel is Nuggets versus Timberwolves game free on today? Free live stream, how to watch NBA playoffs streaming free without cable on May 10th, 2024. The Minnesota Timberwolves face the Denver Nuggets as Anthony Edwards tries to stay hot against, sorry about that, I was just itching there, but it's okay. Nikola Jokic, whatever, Jamal Murray and company. The Nuggets will be desperate to avoid a sweep starting with game three of the second round series in the 2024 NBA playoffs. This will be a game you don't want to miss. Tip-off for game three takes place at 6:30 p.m. Pacific Time, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 7:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. On Friday, May 10th, a live broadcast on ESPN. Or streaming on demand. Probably via ESPN Plus, I would assume. You can watch Lowell's versus Nuggets live with Sling, which of course has ESPN. Duh. I think it's through Sling Orange, if I'm not mistaken. You can also use it with DirecTV Stream, which might also be not really care for, but well. And it's taking place at Target Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And it's on ESPN, obviously, which I already said. And again, if you don't have cable, you can just watch it for a free trial with Sling or DirecTV, which obviously I don't care about. But if you do, then you can do whatever. But Sling would be a much better option because it's cheaper. But if you're already paying for cable, though, but needless to say, most people don't, but if you're one of those very few that do, then you can just use Watch ESPN with your cable or satellite provider login information. But I would recommend, though, you use ESPN Plus, though, because it might be on there. I don't know. And it's going to be on ESPN. Game 4 will be on TNT. Game 5 will be on TNT. The Game 4 will be on May 12th at the same time. Game 5 will be on the same time, just on TNT as well. Game 6 will be on ESPN again on the same time. And Game 7, now Game 4 will air on TNT, but it won't be necessary. Now Game 5, Game 6, and Game 7 will take place if necessary. But Game 4 will take place on May 12th for sure on TNT. So there you go. And I better put that commercial in really quick. We'll just... but yeah, that's the... like I said, I think... Let me check what they're leading at right now. The Timberwolves are leading the series 2-0. So yeah, the Timberwolves might win this. Okay, that's... probably a good sign. Maybe, I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, let's go and put the commercial in really quick. Go. Our music in while we're at it. We'll put, tablet just went to sleep for some reason. It's okay. Should we put in, try to hurry up and do this. Let's put in, Demons by Imagine Dragons. Besides, I want to go over maybe at least a little bit, and then I'll put in, I could have swore I saw Ellie Goulding here. I just can't. There it is. Finally. I just couldn't find it for some reason. Dang it. Anyway, coming up is Imagine Dragons Demons and Ellie Goulding, Left Me Like You Do, right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. And after that, oh, I just farted, but it's okay. Anyway, coming up is Food Talk at 8:20 a.m. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. That was Let Me Like You Do by Ellie Goulding, and before that was Demons by Imagine Dragons, right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. Alright, it's now time for food talk, so here we go. We're going to kick things off, with community picks, or maybe quick and easy. Should we do community picks or quick and easy? Let's just do quick and easy. Just so I can try to do 3 or 4 recipes at least. Alright, let's see what we got. Easy everyday oven hacks. Let's see what this is. Bacon in the oven. Let's see what this is. Now you could make bacon in the oven in no time. It's easy, not messy at all, and everyone loves it. And also, there is no exact amount. It has a really great smoky taste. Really, it does. Now, I did remember reading this one time, but I did get interrupted at that time. I was unable to read it. I think I was able to successfully read it another time. But, but we're just going to read it again just for the heck of it. It's ready in 25 minutes. It yields 6 to 8 bacon slices. There's just 2 ingredients. It serves 2 to 3. Here are the ingredients. Of course, you're going to need bacon, duh, and as well, 1 pinch of black pepper, and that's it. Anyway, first all you need to do is take the bacon and lay it down on any of the following. A cookie sheet, parchment paper, but not wax paper, as the wax can melt and or the paper can catch fire, or aluminum foil. We do this for an easy cleanup, but if you want, just lay down your baking pan. Then sprinkle the bacon with black pepper. Next, turn on your oven to 400 degrees Fahrenheit. After that, and a Pokemon just spelled hard has returned to me. Lovely. Pokemon Go's coming up at 9 a.m. Don't worry. And I just realized I forgot to wake up my Pokeball. I'll worry about that when I go to break. Don't worry. Anyway, number 3, put your bacon in and wait about 15 minutes to check on it. Then as soon as the bacon is crispy brown or golden brown, take it out, and you're done. Simple as that. Yeah! Anyway, that's bacon in the oven. There you go. Close out that. Now, we'll move on to the next one. I think we'll do cheesy oven scrambled eggs. How about that? This is probably a new one. The easiest and most luscious oven-to-table scrambled eggs you'll ever need to make. It's never been reviewed before. That's very interesting. It's ready in 35 minutes. It serves 6. There's 7 ingredients. Here they are. 3 tablespoons of unsalted butter, room temperature. 12 large eggs. 1/4 cup of heavy cream. 1 teaspoon of salt. 1/4 teaspoon of pepper. 1 cup of shredded sharp cheddar cheese, chopped parsley for garnish, and that's it for the ingredients. Now we'll move on to the directions. First, you want to preheat the oven to 275 Fahrenheit and spread the butter all over the inside of a 9x13-inch baking dish. Second, you want to add the eggs, cream, salt, and pepper to a large bowl and whisk to combine. After that, you want to pour the mixture into the buttered baking dish. After that, bake for 20 minutes, stirring with a rubber spatula halfway through. Fifth, after that, I thought that was my dog, but well, I think my door is closed. For that, bake 5 minutes, remove from oven, and add the shredded cheese. Stir well with a spatula. Bake for a final 5 minutes until creamy and cooked through or whatever. And finally, garnish with parsley and serve immediately. And there you go, that's cheesy oven scrambled eggs. You're welcome. Anyway, I think we got time for one more. There's bacon in the oven again, that's interesting. Let me see here, And it's going to read the next story, which is just loaded for some reason. Let's try the, freezer-friendly meal. We'll try to read one from that. Let's just read the pizza bagel lines. I'm pretty sure I've already read this before, but we'll just read it again. Hurry up with it. Ready in 35 minutes, 20 pieces. It yields 20 pieces. There's 6 ingredients. You'll need 20 minutes for bagels, cut in half. 2 cups of mozzarella cheese that's finely diced. 1 cup of pepperoni, finely diced or finely diced ham, whichever you prefer. 1 to 1.5 cup of pizza sauce, your favorite. Sounds like just from the UK, cause, or Britain or whatever, because it's spelled O-U-R. 1 teaspoon of Italian seasoning and 1 teaspoon of oregano. Now for directions. First, you want to lay the bagels on a large cookie sheet. Combine the remaining ingredients and mix well. Top each half of the bagel with about 2 to 3 tablespoons of mixture. Okay, yep, it is in U.S. units. That's good. Alright, flash freeze on cookie sheet for about 3 hours or until topping on bagels is firm. Transfer to large freezer bag, label, and freeze. And then to serve, bake from frozen at 350 degrees, I'm going to assume that's Fahrenheit, for about 20 to 25 minutes or until heated farrow and the cheese melts. And there you go. I think that's going to do it for Food Talk, guys. So we'll just do all that. There we go. Hello? Okay, there we go. Everything's working just fine. Well, I had a little heart attack there. I hope you were able to hear me for this whole segment. I'm not kidding. I almost had a heart attack there. I mean, really. I don't know what happened, but everything's okay. This headset's a little bit different than the last one I had, so there you go. So I'm still getting used to it. Anyway, let's just go ahead and put the commercial in now, and it's over with. I'm still getting used to this headset, by the way. Let's try to figure out which one I want to put in. Let's put this one in, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if you're able to hear that. One. The music might have to be a surprise, guys, sadly. But then again, who knows? I need to put it very quickly, if possible. I'm going to throw in a 2000 song. I'll probably put in Kryptonite by Three Doors Down. Never get to play that a whole lot. I think for the next song, I'm going to play Cake by the Ocean by DNC. The next thing we're going to do is TMZ Celebrity News, Like It or Lump It, guys. So there you go. But yeah, coming up is TMZ Celebrity News at 8:40 a.m. And I just realized I'm going to have to wake up by Pokeball because I totally forgot about it. So there you go. Anyway, coming up at 8:40 a.m. is TMZ Celebrity News. You're just going to have to suffice for a commercial and some music. But until then, at 8:40 a.m. will be TMZ Celebrity News. Don't go away. More of the Turkey Fox Radio Morning Club with me, Jesse Hackinson. Wah, we'll be right back. Yep. Down. Right here on the Turkey Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. Alright, it is now time for TMZ Celebrity News. Let's get the show on the road. We'll kick things off with John Mayer asking Andy Cohen if we hooked up, and it's highly offensive after all. John Mayer is now pissed off a journalist that has asked his pal Andy Cohen, if he and John are hooking up. Yep, calling the question demeaning to Andy himself and the general public. Yes, we're talking about Andy Cohen, the guy who does Watch What Happens Live on Bravo. Yep, that's right, that guy, of course. John put all of his emotions down in an open letter to the Hollywood Reporter's co-editor-in-chief, who conducted the interview with Andy, and in it, he says, To suggest that people are dubious of a friendship like mine and Andy's is to undermine the public's ability to accept and understand diversity in all facets of culture, be it in art or real life. And it looks like the letter is a PDF file. That's interesting. I think I want to read this. Should we read it? Because it's a PDF document. It's on TMZ.com. Let's go ahead and open this up in a new tab. Yep, it's a PDF document. Here's what it says. It says, "Hi, Mr. Rohan, whatever. I read your interview with Andy Cohen and was intrigued by your line of questioning regarding our friendship. You posited that your friendship with Mayer has been a subject of intense speculation. People seem dubious that a straight rock star can have a close platonic relationship with a gay TV personality." I think this is somewhat of a specious premise. First, there is a long and storied history of rock stars, not mocking, just won't refer to myself as one befriending gay icons and artists. Second, I think that to suggest that people are dubious of a friendship like mine, and Andy's is to undermine the public's ability to accept and understand diversity in all facets of culture, be it in art or in real life. I like to think they're sophisticated enough to see a relationship like ours without assuming it must include a sexual component. That turns the concept of being gay into an inherently two-dimensional one, which I know you know it's not. I don't question that at all. I love intelligent disclosure. Disclosure or whatever. It doesn't say disclosure, but I can't say that right. But anyway, we'll just assume discourse. Discourse, that's it, I think. As I hope you'll find this email to be, I bristle at your selectively flimsy logic meant to coax an answer when the premise itself is so deeply flawed and quite possibly not even quantitatively true. Quite simply, if someone is dubious of a platonic relationship between a straight man and a gay man, I don't think that shallow of a view deserves clarification by anyone with self-respect, be it Andy or your publication. Reinforcing the idea that any gay or straight relationship needs qualification, that it's not sexual, devoids everyone involved of their dignity. Respectfully, John Mayer, and it has the THR logo there for some reason. Anyway, okay, yeah, oh, here we go. Alright, I'll save that document later, for archival reasons, but first I'll continue reading the TMZ post. ICYMI, THR, the Hollywood Reporter, I should say, told Andy fans are dubious of his relationship with Mayer, which I just said earlier. In other words, people think they're begging. Andy responded, "I honestly love John Mayer and he loves me, but because we are so affectionate to each other, people don't know what box to put that in." He also flatly denied they're sleeping together. This is the only story we'll read today, but, oh well, we'll just finish reading it. Anyway, John's issue is why the question was raised at all. As he says, "I like to think the public is sophisticated enough to see a relationship like ours, without assuming it must include a sexual component. That turns the concept of being gay into an inherently two-dimensional one, which I know you know it's not." Yep, he is the host of Watch What Happens Live on Bravo. more humorously, the guitar great also says there's a long and storied history of rockers befriending gay artists and icons, although he didn't offer any examples, though. And John signed off the letter by adding, quite simply, if someone is dubious of a platonic relationship between a straight man and a gay man, I don't think that shallow of a view deserves clarification by anyone with self-respect, be it Andy or your publication. Which, of course, it did say. Although it did say also reinforcing the idea that any gay-straight relationship needs qualification that's not sexual to avoid everyone involved with their dignity. But anyway, I'm just going to close off the air in TMZ tabs, because at this point we're pretty much going to end TMZ news here. That's the only story I was able to read. So I really wanted to read this document to you guys. That was very interesting. But I'm going to go ahead and save it here. I'll just go ahead and save this as letter from John Mayer? I think that's spelled right. I don't know, but it doesn't matter. Alright, looks like the PDF file was saved successfully. Alright, took me back here now. That's good. Anyway, it just took me back to that Pokemon page. Oh yeah, speaking of Pokemon, we're going to be playing Pokemon Go at 9 a.m. FYI. And as always, we're going to be playing Pokemon Go in two different segments. I'm going to be starting off with my phone. We'll play as Chessyhack95 at 9 a.m. And we'll play as ChessyWild223 at 9:20 a.m. So I'll have to get the tablet out of the living room for Aunt Lou, so if she heard that, that's okay. But you'll still be able to hear me play as JesseHack95, so no big deal. Anyway, let me just go ahead and put the commercial in really quick so I can get this over with. I think it needs to be 3 minutes. Where's the other one at? There it is. I already know what music I'm going to put in. Put in Safe and Sound and Somebody Used to Know. They're both in the 2010s. Should be very quick. There it is. There we go. I guess I could check and see if they're both from Pokemon themed albums. I think they are. That one is. Is the other one is? Yep. Looks like it is. Alright, you're going to be in for a real treat, guys. Safe and Sound by Capital Cities is from Pokemon X. Don't ask me why, it just is. It really isn't, but it is, sort of. And the other one, Gotei, Somebody Used to Know featuring Kimbra, is also from a Pokemon soundtrack, so there you go. I just like to play these two songs before 9 a.m. just because we're doing Pokemon at 9 a.m., so if you don't like it, too bad. Anyway, I still got like less than a minute left to talk to you guys. But like I said, we're going to be playing Pokemon Go at 9 a.m. But then at 9:20 a.m. I'm going to be playing as JesseWild223. But I'm not going to worry about that right now. That'll wait until 9:20 a.m. So there you go. But for now, we're just going to play as my main Red account. So there you go. Anyway, coming up at 9 a.m. is Pokemon Go. I don't know if you can hear me that well. I know you can hear me, but it sounds like, it's not really that loud. Okay, you can hear me a little bit better. I just moved the headset a little bit. Anyway, coming up is Pokemon Go at 9 a.m. Don't go away. Yep. Sounds, Capital Cities. Right here on the Turkey Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. Alright, it's now time to play Pokemon Go. Let me just swipe left here, or swipe right, or whatever. And let's get the show on the road, guys. From the Natick and the Pokemon Company. Oh, that's weird. Not hearing anything for some reason. Is this even connected? It's not even connected. What is the heck is going on here? It's not even connected. Hmm. Okay, I don't think the speaker's working right now, so tell you what, I'm just gonna take this out of silence and I'll just do it this way. So I don't think that speaker's working right now, I don't know, but I'm just gonna do it this way, but basically what happened was Dorito got knocked down to Shiny One, by the way. I forget which gym he was in, by the way, so... Yeah, I can't tell you which one he was in. I was using my last Hyper Potion. We'll just play his cry, since obviously he's the one that got the coins. Not really matters, but that's just how it is. Oh, we got an egg hatching. That's wonderful. Well, that's different. See if it's 3 stars. It is. It is. I would like another one of that Meow Scar in a Pokemon. Let's see if we can evolve. Let's see if we can, what do you call it? Rare candy. Alright. Let's do this. Do you want to evolve Sprigatito? Yes. I really wish that speaker was working. I don't know what's up with it. That's weird. Maybe it's the headset's not doing it? I don't know. Forgotto. Now, let's evolve into its final form. Yes. Oh, yo-yo there. That's interesting. And there we go. I used all my Sprigatito candy, but it's okay. Now I have 2 of these now, so all is well, I guess. Oh, now we gotta hatch more eggs. That's nice. Alright. I'll just put 1 in an Infinity Egg, because I don't have any other incubators other than the Super one, so I'll just put at least 1 in. Cinderella needs some attention, I'm sure he does. He said, Old Bill, ain't that nice. Let's go ahead and heal him up, so I feel like that Pokemon gave me coins today. Another one here. These ones are easier to reach. Not that one. You. Yeah, that one. There we go. Mystery Bill. There we go. It's a smaller one, but it's okay. Well, that was pretty big, I will admit. I think that was everyone. Yep. Okay, what does this do? Okay, that just takes my profile. Okay. Shadow Raid, huh? Let's see what Pokemon I get if I power up a Pokemon 15 times. How about that? I'm a little bit afraid of doing it, though, because if I do it, then I won't have enough Stardust. Okay, was that everything? Yep, looks like that was it. And it looks like Birch Park was just killed. I don't think I was ever in Birch Park, though. That was very interesting. So, yeah, that was interesting. Anyway, looks like Hydreigon's in there, but it's yellow, though. But it's okay, though. We do have a helper account that can get in, which we'll be playing later as today. But anyway, let's just get Rad's hat out of here, or, well, actually, let's get Drifloon. I don't really give a rats about Rad's hat come around there. Okay, It's a 3-day streak. Only one. Let's just go ahead and say goodbye to it. I guess I'll just do Rattata, I guess, even though I don't reward anything. It's a baby one. I'll just use a candy berry and just use a great ball. See what happens. I caught 5 Pokemon for something. That's good. Yeah, that's what I thought. It's only 1-2. See if we can power up Pokemon 15 times. Find a settable one. I don't know if we'll have enough time to do this, though. I don't think we will. Trying to think of one here, but I think we'll just worry about that another time. Probably I'll do it off the air. Because I don't think I have enough time to do it, guys. Yep, nope, not happening. We'll just have to worry about it later. Probably off the air. Anyway, at least I was able to catch some Pokemon, at least. That was some good news. Let's just go ahead and cue a commercial in here. There we go. Our music in. Put in Britney Spears, Zaranga. And after that, we'll put in Get Lucky by Daft Punk. There you are. Bingo, was his name-o. We still got like 2 minutes left, guys. That's very interesting. But I can't tell you what we're going to do in the next set. We're going to play as Jesse Wild 223, who's on Team Instinct Yellow. Like it or lump it. Don't know why I chose that team, but that's just who I chose. Like it or lump it, like I say in some of these shows. I don't know why it... Okay, yeah, you can hear me. Okay, Anlu was snide commenting on why you couldn't hear me so well. I couldn't hear me so well, but she said, no, you can hear me just fine, da-da-da. It's just, yeah, so there you go. It looks like you can hear me just fine, but yeah, she said, oh, no, you can hear me just fine, da-da-da. Anyway, I said enough anyway. Hopefully, that'll work just fine. But again, this headset is... It's a little bit different than the last one. It's from Amazon, not Walmart. It's a gaming headset for, like, the PlayStation, PC. It's meant for gaming. I think I've used it one time for, like, the gaming for Pokemon X. I'll be using it later today when I'm going to be playing Gates of Infinity. Yes, I will be doing a new episode today. Will I beat Muna, though? I don't know. Probably not. We'll see what happens. But anyway... Coming up is Pokemon Go as Jesse Wild 223. I'm going to have to snatch the tablet from Aunt Lou. Sorry. But anyway, coming up is Pokemon Go at 9:20 a.m. is Jesse Wild 223. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. That was Get Lucky by Daft Punk and... Stronger by Britney Spears, right here on the Turkey Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. Alright, it's now time to play as Pokemon Go. Well, we're playing Pokemon Go, but we're playing as an error account, Jesse Wild 223. And I already got pulled up right now. It's already loaded up, so we're good to go. And I did check Birch Park, which is yellow, by the way. There's no raid going on there right now. In fact, there's no raids going on anywhere. Well, I mean, there is a shadow raid going on over at Forest Square, which was also yellow, but there was no room, by the way. Boo-hoo. But it's just Hypmatop, which I don't really care about. And there's a red gym where a 1-star raid is taking place, which obviously is Mario, which, needless to say, I guess I could do, but not really worth doing at this point. I mean, I guess I could alone, but well, but who cares? Anyway, I did check this yellow gym. The only Pokemon that was in here was Hygerion, otherwise known as the Voice of Life, from Pokemon Mystery Dungeon Gates of Infinity. He may rest in peace when he died in episode 20. Thank you, Kyurem. And there is room for 5 more. I plan to get a second spot there if necessary. I do plan on going swimming today. Hopefully, we'll see what happens. Anyway, let's just try to get our first catch today with Nidorian here. This is an other tablet I'm using, by the way. The frame rate still drops a little bit, but it's still running a tad bit better than the other tablet. The other tablet was just not running as good as the other one. This one's actually, admittedly running a little bit better than the other one was, actually. This one's running a little bit better, I will admit. I might as well use a Pokeball. I might have to open gifts. To get more balls, I don't know. Caught. 2-day streak. Okay, that's what I thought. Get that thing off there. Okay, I must have already caught this before on this account. What's its appraisal? Yeah, I'm sure it is. Okay, it's got good attack, very good hit points, but absolutely no defense at all. That's kind of sad, really. So I'll probably throw it away later, but yeah, at least it gave me a ton of experience, at least. That's nice. Anyway, let's just go ahead and try a look at Rattata. I did catch Rattata earlier on my phone, but it wasn't worth anything, I don't think. But maybe this one will. We'll see what happens. Okay, do I even have a... Yeah, I do. Okay, that's what I thought. Could've swore I did. Let's use a Pokeball. It doesn't look too promising, though. But if I do a curveball, maybe it'll look a little better. Yeah. There we go. A curveball will increase your chances of catching a Pokemon. Just saying. That's what I did. Anyway, let's look at the IVs again. Yep, it's worth nothing. That's what I thought. Okay, it's just the same standard we did on the phone there. Alright, I have a feeling that's Team Rocket. Yep, screw you too. I'm sorry about that. But Team Rocket's all over the place these days, just saying. Anyway, let's go to the Today tab. He has one more Pokestop or gym to spin. He'll get 3 potions. That's interesting. Catch 5 Pokemon, get 5 candy bears. We might leave that alone, I don't know. And this account's got 3 Pokemon in yellow gyms, by the way. I believe all 3 of them are at the city park right now. Bombirdier, Beedrill, and Luvani. See, Bombirdier, where are you at? Dallas City Park entrance, okay. Oh, there we go. And Beedrill is at Delver Hunter Auditorium. Cool one, I will admit. And Luvani is at In Memory of Bev Galley. Lovely. Oh, ain't that nice. Anyway, that's pretty much all I can do here for now. I made his app. Oh, wait a minute. Nope. We got one more Pokemon here. I stand corrected. Let's try and catch. I'm sorry if the volume's so low. Let's see if I can turn it up a little bit here. I hope you can hear that. Not me, but you all can hear me, but I'm talking about the game. Pretty sure you can hear that. That was a nice curveball, hopefully. The Bears stay in. That's promising. There we go. Alright. Oh, it's a new one. That's nice. I'll probably worry about its IVs later, since it's a new one. Either way, it's probably going to be worth nothing regardless, but you get the picture. Ah, someone's trying to join that raid. That's very interesting. Well, whatever, too late. They're already in. I'll have to do it myself. Whatever, we don't need to do a 1-star raid. It doesn't matter. And how many coins do I have? Let's check the... Ooh, 449. That's a lot. And we have it already today. That's very interesting. So, yeah, that's quite a bit. Yeah, I think we might buy a remote pass later today, but I don't think we're going to do any raids today, unfortunately. That's very sad. But if we do one, we might save it for segment 6. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But I think for segment 6, we're going to be doing Pokemon Sleep, obviously. I don't know. But if something comes up, I will let you know ahead of time. We'll see what happens. But anyway, we'll just have to hope for the best and try it out anyway. Oh, that's not the right... There we go. Anyway, I'm just going to put the break in now. I'll have to do it really quickly. I'll just put this one in. One... Hopefully I'll be long enough for you guys. I think it should be. But music, we're going to play in there. Yeah, let's play a song for the 80s. I haven't done any music from the 80s yet. We'll do Dead or Alive, You Spin Me Round. And after that, we'll do a song for the 2010s. At least a song that's 4 minutes. Find one that is 4 minutes, that is. Not that, I'm looking here. Let's do Born This Way by Lady Gaga. Worst case the radio is, I'll go over, but oh well. That's probably what's going to happen, but oh well. Anyway, I guess coming up is, Lady Gaga, and, I can't see it, but, oh well. Lady Gaga and who else? Oh yeah, Lady Gaga and Dead or Alive. We'll be right back with Pokemon Sleep. Don't go away. Yep. That was Born This Way by Lady Gaga. And before that was You Spin Me Round Like a Record by Dead or Alive. Right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. Yep, there you go. Anyway, it is now time for Pokemon Sleep, so here we go. Swipe left or right or whatever you want to call it, and we'll load it up. It's right here. Take this out of silent mode, because again, the speaker wasn't working for some reason, so we're just going to do it this way. Okay, yep, we'll go ahead and do that. I think there is sleep data on there. Yep, there is. Yes, we'll go ahead and do that. For Thursday, May 9th, 2024. Long, heavy sleep, apparently. I think sometime I've gotten on track, though. Yeah, I slept like 4.5 hours last. It thought I got up at like 5 a.m. when that was not the case. Sorry to say. So it looks like I got up at 5 a.m. Yay! Skip that. Well, the drowsy power did go up. to the Snorlax strength, but the sleep score did go down. Well, I hope Snorlax is happy, that's what matters. But I'm not, because of my sleep score. But at least Snorlax is happy, that's what matters. Anyway, we're doing, Fire Week today. This week, that is. Let's start off with Stretching Sleep. By Growlithe. On Cross Sleep. Bloody Ghastly by Ghastly. Hence the name Ghastly. The dozing one, actually, despite the fact that I was mostly just slumbering. Alright, we'll do Vulpix next. Rocking Sleep, yep, Togepi. Yeah. Goofy Ear Sleep. okay, there we go. Looks like that's it. All the gathered Pokemon. Okay. Would you want to be hungry? One is hungry. Alright, I'll take it. We got one more bonus biscuit. I see enough points to befriend it. Yeah. There we go. I do want to get the other Vulpix as well while I'm at it. I'll just feed it the extra, bonus biscuit here that I got from adding my manual entry. It must have been hungry too, actually. Because it already befriended instantly. Well, almost, I should say. Alright, let's get out of here now. I don't need Eevee or the others. I don't care about them. I'm sorry about that, but it's the truth. Sorry about that. yeah, he always says that. Yeah, I'll leave that photo alone. But I already have a Eevee that's a much higher level. Been leveling enough, I just need it for candy, that's all. Like it says. Alright, we're gonna have two Pokemon come join us. First, we'll kick things off with Ghastly, a female level 8 Hardy. And the other Vulpix, who's actually the same level, but Bashful. They're both female, that's very interesting. Is it just me or am I hearing crickets? Oh well, who cares. Anyway, let's go back to Tapu Holo now. 71 sleep score. Yeah, there we go. What's this? 20 diamonds. Okay. Check this out. Yeah! Great free. Sorry about that. He's great free, by the way. 241 points. Yeah. Alright. Said something about Raikou. Come on, Raikou. Already. Oh, whoa, that was weird. Okay. I think I did swap out Eevee for the Vulpix, I think. Oh, well. When this week's over with, I'll probably switch it back. We'll see. The show is almost over with, by the way, so yeah, we're just gonna finish off with Pokemon Sleep, and after that, we're gonna actually, let me go ahead and put it in right now while we're at it, because this segment is about over with. That one in. I'll just play. Yeah. I'm so sorry you didn't hear it so well. That's just how it's gotta be. So he's still eating his berries, by the way. I don't know what that sound was. Sounded like a phone call. On Pokemon Sleep, it wasn't a literal phone call, but yeah, Let's play, Oops, I Did It Again by Britney Spears. And we'll finish the show off with, One Republic. If I can find it, there it is, Counting Stars. There we go, that's how we'll end the show off, at the commercial, is One Republic Counting Stars. Well, first it'll be Britney Spears, Oops, I Did It Again, and then One Republic Counting Stars. So there you go. He's just about done eating his berries, by the way. I don't know if I did so well Pokemon Sleep this week, because I didn't really track a whole lot of sleep in the past week, but oh well. Hopefully I'll make it up to you guys over to the Pokemon the weekend. But anyway, let me clear my sleep points real quick. My Snorlax and freaking load. Alright, knock it out of that, finally. Anyway, that's it for Pokemon Sleep, of course. And that's also it for the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club, guys. This thing just freeze up? Okay, it's fine. I still have Pokemon Go running on the tablet. Isn't that interesting? I might close out later, though, but I'll probably be loading it back up, though. We'll see what happens. Anyway, that's it for the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. And by the way, since it is a Friday, by the way, it was off-air. The whole station was off-air pretty much for most of the week. But hopefully I'll be back on the air on Monday, which I think will be Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Probably May 13th, I would assume. And hopefully for good this time. But anyway, and of course this episode will be in stereo this time, which is good. Because again, we got a new headset and everything. But anyway, until next time, I am Jesse Hackinson. Sign off on Tricky Fox Radio. Don't forget, I'll be doing another episode of Gates to Infinity later today. I don't know if I'm going to lose against Muda 3 times or not, but if I do, oh well. But until next time, I'll see you later on KHKJ TV. Goodbye, everyone!